What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
A man known as a serial butt sniffer is caught again.
They know what's going to happen when he gets released, so it's disturbing.
California's senior senator gets emotional about the immigration raids during a speech in L.A.
We will always be peaceful, but we will never stay silent.
And not your average car chase in San Bernardino County.
Deputies received a 911 call from a man who was inside the camper of his truck.
Welcome to the L.A. Local for Friday, July 25th, 2025, brought to you by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Brandon Liebhaber. And coming up on this Friday edition of the LA Local, a man has been arrested for stealing a truck with the owner sleeping in an attached camper. President Trump wants to make it easier for cities like LA to move homeless people off the streets and into treatment facilities. And the new Fantastic Four movie is out. And of course, it comes with the world's biggest, most expensive popcorn bucket. But we start with that man who's been called, yes, a serial butt sniffer. And it's as bad as it sounds. He was arrested again, this time at a Nordstrom Rack in Burbank's Empire Center. Police say the 38-year-old is a registered sex offender and was caught on video crouching behind women and sniffing, yes, their butts. He's been arrested before for the same thing at a Barnes & Noble in Burbank. Michaela Witter recorded him back in 2023, and the video went viral. She talked to KCAL News.
It's crazy to think that someone like this, who's constantly stalking and violating these people, is allowed to be out and about.
The man was found inside a nearby Walmart. He's now facing new charges and is being held on $100,000 bail. Not your average police pursuit in San Bernardino County. Karen Adams has more on a very rough ride for one victim.
The poor guy was asleep in the camper attached to his truck when San Bernardino County deputies say Omar Hernandez stole it.
Deputies received a 911 call from a man who was inside the camper of his truck, and he didn't know where he was at, obviously, because he was in the back of the camper.
That was no problem because the department's Gloria Orejel says they were able to find him.
Our sheriff's aviation deputies did locate the vehicle near Highway 395 in Seneca and Adelanto. A deputy on the ground in a patrol vehicle attempted to stop the truck.
No luck, and a brief chase followed, during which deputies say Hernandez crashed into four vehicles before it all ended. He's now facing charges of kidnapping, auto theft, and failing to stop. The guy in the camper wasn't hurt. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Homelessness is one of, if not the biggest problem consistently facing Southern California. President Trump has signed off on an executive order that he claims will solve the problem. Here's our Craig Figner.
The title, Ending Crime and Disorder on American Streets, and he is directing HUD, Housing Urban Development, to find grant money that can go to states. And remember, grant money is free money, doesn't have to be repaid, but grant money that can go to states that will commit to enforcing prohibitions on open drug use, on camping, on loitering, on urban squatting. You add to this, it wasn't long ago that the Supreme Court ruled that people can be arrested for sleeping in public places. Talked with Los Angeles Councilmember Nithya Raman, who chairs the city's Housing and Homelessness Committee.
While I don't think that we should be throwing people who are experiencing homelessness in jail for the crime of not having a home, we, from the federal government, get very little money for shelter beds.
Councilwoman Raman questioning whether or not California's values are a match for this potential grant money. One other part of the language here in this document, it's that shifting homeless people into long-term institutional care is humane, and the president says that it will restore public order across the country. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Our Emily Valdez got more on this from Laura Riley. She directs the UC Berkeley Clinical Law Program and wrote a book called Homeless Advocacy.
Really, it's an encouragement to sweep people off of the streets, you know, which means sort of continuing to displace them without there being enough housing or shelter available. And often we know that that ends up in a lot of, you know, physical and mental harm for the people who are affected. And so this executive order that came out of the, you know, Trump administration and the sort of federal government, you know, is very much on board with that approach, so sweeping, but it goes even further in saying, you know, some other things like they want to facilitate civil commitment of people who are unhoused, who have mental health conditions.
What does that mean, commitment, like being committed to a mental facility or?
That's right. Exactly. And mental facility, or they actually say that they could potentially even end up in jail as well. So there's a lot of sort of conflating of how people could be the words that they used are detained. So they're using words like detained in hospitals and jails, really sort of showing a dehumanization of people who are unhoused and I think a willingness to criminalize them and the behaviors that they have no choice but to display because they're living on the streets in a way that we're not seeing at this point in California.
Many undocumented immigrants would be allowed to stay in the country legally if a new bill passes. It's being introduced by California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla. He says the undocumented immigrants who would be eligible for legal residency would be those who have lived in the U.S. for 7 years or more and who also have no criminal record.
Our new bill is simple and common sense, and it can help fix our broken immigration system in the same kind of way that Republican President Ronald Reagan did many years ago.
Of course, there have been a number of efforts to reform America's immigration system going back decades to that Ronald Reagan policy he talked about, but no success. Padilla has been an outspoken critic of the recent immigration raids. You probably remember last month he walked into a news conference at the federal building in Westwood. He wanted to ask a question to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. He was forcefully removed and pushed to the ground.
Hands off! On the ground. On the ground. Hands upon your back. Hands upon your back.
If you don't have my hands, go ahead. Put them behind my back.
That's what it sounded like. Federal officials say Padilla didn't show ID, though he did verbally identify himself before trying to ask that question to Kristi Noem. All right, let's move on. The new Fantastic Four movie is out. Are you going to see it in theaters? We talked to our favorite movie critic, Scott Mance. Our Vicky Moore asked him the perfect question. Is it fantastic?
Is it fantastic? Well, Vicky, no. It's not fantastic. But here's what I will say. So when I was on 2 weeks ago talking about Superman, Vicky, do you remember what I said about Superman?
You said it was a mess, Scott.
Okay. This is not a mess. This is not a mess. I liked it more than Superman. And Mike, you mentioned that there were other versions of Fantastic Four. This is the fourth released version. Other three movies came out between 2005 and 2015. Those movies were terrible. So already, Fantastic Four.
Nowhere to go but up. Yeah, this one's already better than those. Okay.
It's already better than those, but is that saying enough? So, all right, here's what's good about Fantastic Four. And you can tell this from the trailers. All right. I love the look of the film, the retro 60s style of the sets, production design, and it is a far more focused and assured movie than Superman. Superman, I thought, was just all over the place and, yes, a mess. So when it comes to the tone and the story, it's more focused. And also, I saw Fantastic Four in Dolby, and that is the way to go. I saw F1 in Dolby, too, and Dolby really, really did rock my world.
And, of course, what movie, what big movie can come out nowadays without its own popcorn bucket? This one did it, the Galactus popcorn bucket. It looks like the head of one of the villains in the movie, I think. I'm not really a Marvel person, if I'm being honest. Well, it's already set a Guinness World Record. It's both the world's biggest and most expensive popcorn bucket. How big? 20 inches wide, 17 and a half inches tall. It holds 341 ounces of popcorn. Yep, you heard that right. 341 ounces of popcorn. And if that's not enough, it also features glowing blue LED eyes and removable horns. I mentioned it's also the world's most expensive popcorn bucket, so how much is it? Get this, $80. Yep, $80 for a popcorn bucket. So let's move to something a little less expensive. How about a Coca-Cola?
High fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. That is poison. If you're going to drink Coca-Cola, drink a Mexican Coke, because they don't have it in it.
That's Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, and I happen to agree with him. The Mexican Coke is better, in my humble opinion. And Coke, thanks to pressure from the administration, says they're going to introduce a cane sugar version in the U.S., so you don't have to get the Mexican Coke anymore. We decided to do a taste test here on LA's Morning News to see if you could actually taste the difference between the corn syrup Coke that you get here in the U.S. and the cane sugar Coke, the Mexican Coke. So Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore each blindly tasted three different types given to them by our producer, Jeff Blodgett.
A is the American Coke in a can.
Right.
B is the Mexican Coke in the glass.
Thank you.
And C is the American Coke plastic.
So I'll tell you why. Yeah. Here's why I went with A then. It's like the most recognizable to me because it's just a classic in a can. That's what I recognize.
What was the A again? Was it American?
Regular in a can. Yeah.
It definitely, I like the A, but the B, the Mexican Coke.
Familiar.
But the Mexican Coke, there's something that's like, I don't know, it's cleaner.
Got to say, Vicky is right on this one. The Mexican Coke is better. Sorry, Mike. Well, if you want to see the entire taste test, we've got video on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at KNX News. All right, that's been your LA Local for Friday, July 25th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whether you get a big popcorn bucket or a Mexican Coke or an American Coke, have yourself a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.